Today is the 16th of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful hot morning. So my weekend was great. I had a great time spending it with family and friends. Got to boogie a little, got to party a little over the weekend. But it was still just so hot. I think I'm over the weather now, so I think I'm just going to be praying for rain, guys. If you want to counteract my prayer, then by all means, please do. But right now, as it stands, I am praying for rain because it needs to cool down. Like, it is just way too hot. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off on Saturday. And our verse of the day comes from John 15, verse 10. And it says this: Jesus said, "If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love." And so, Father, we thank you for showing your love in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us how to love our Father by obeying his will and honoring his word. Today, we consciously live in obedience to your will. Please receive our actions, our words, and our thoughts as our offering of praise to you. This we pray in your name. Amen. And so if you are new here to Heart of Worship, I welcome you to the worship community. And today's a Monday, so welcome to your brand new week, family. And you know what we do here on a Monday. We use Mondays to thank God. And so will you lift up your voice and thank him? Lift up your voice and glorify him. Lift up your voice and give him all the honor and all the praise. And sing this song: "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me." That is our prayer today. That is our prayer this week. And in all of that, we give him thanks for being able to renew our hearts and being able to renew our minds, to being able to renew our spirits and our inner man, just so that we can glorify you. So family, wherever you are listening to this, lift up your voice and thank him.
From thy presence, O God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Go and let that be your prayer this morning. God, cast us not away from your presence. And take, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit.
Oh, the joy of thy salvation, and renew. Create in me a clean heart.
Isaiah 25 verse 1 says, "Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago." We don't want to ever miss out on those things he has planned long ago. We don't ever want to miss out on his perfect faithfulness. We don't want to miss out on the wonderful things that he has done. So right now, just ask him to create in you a clean heart. Creating us a clean heart, oh God.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, oh God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Father God, forgive us of our transgressions, forgive us of our sins. Father God, help us to be more like you, help us to love like you. Father God, help us to trust you. Go on, lift up your voice and worship him right now. Lift up your voice and worship him. Lift up your voice and tell him you want more, that you want more of him. You want more, you want more, you want more. Tell him that you cannot live without him. Tell him that you cannot breathe without him. Tell him you cannot do anything without him. That he is your everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And renew a right spirit within me. Oh, and renew a right spirit within me. The Bible says in Psalms 150 verse 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Psalm 103 verse 1 says, praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Father, we give you praise, Father God, because you thought we were worth saving. So Father, you came into our lives. Father, you thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So Father, you sacrificed your own life, Father, just so that I could be free, just so that I could be whole, and Father, so that I could tell everybody I know. Yes, Lord, you thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, yeah. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, I could be whole, I could tell everyone. We serve an awesome God. We serve a magnificent God. And so that's the God that we thank on this day. He thought we were worth saving. He thought we were worth cleaning up inside. Despite our wrongdoings, despite our sins, despite our shortcomings, God still cleaned us up. God still thought we were worth saving. God still died for our sins. God still cleaned us up inside so that we can be right, so that we can come before him on this day and glorify him. Come before his throne and lift up our hands and say, Abba Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your being. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for everything that you have placed inside of us today. Father God, the reason that we were created is to worship you. And that is exactly what we are doing today. We are worshiping you.
I could be whole, I could tell everyone I know. Oh, hallelujah, yeah, yeah. Glory to the God who changed my life. Father, I will praise you, I will praise you. I will worship you, I give you the glory, Lord, because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone. God who changed my life. I will praise you, I will worship you, I will give you all the glory, because I am free, oh Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wherever you are right now, just lift your voice and worship him. Lift your voice and give him praise. Lift your voice, lift your voice. Makatarabo shenderebo yinderebo shakatarabababababa seketerebo. Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for cleaning up us inside. Father God, we give you praise. Makatarabo shenderebo bobo sakataraba seke miketerebo shakatarabababababa sandarababa makatarabo shenderebo sakataraba se. Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the adoration, Father, for you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Exodus 23 verse 25 says, worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be upon your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Because I am free, because I am whole, because I will tell everybody I know just the kind of God that I serve. The all-knowing, the all-seeing God, the King of glory, the Lord strong, mighty in battle. The Lord who says yes, and no man can say no. The Lord that will make a man a liar. The God that holds the universe in his hands. Everyone I know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone I know, because I am free, because I am whole, I will tell everyone I know. Yes, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God who saved my life, I will praise you forever, I will give you glory forever, I will worship you forever, God, I will stay on my knees forever, I will bow at your throne forever, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Father, how can we thank you enough for the amazing grace and unconditional love that has been showered down on all your children without measure and without cost? Father, we bless and thank you for choosing us before the foundation of the world to become your children and joint heirs with Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, we ask that you have us set aside so that we can be holy and blameless before you all the days of our lives. Father, you have adopted us as your sons and daughters and seated us together with Christ in heavenly places. Father, your goodness is unfathomable and your loving kindness rejoices our hearts and humbles our spirits. Father, we worship and adore you and we bless your holy name forever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, I welcome you, welcome you, welcome you, and sending you so much love and thanking you for joining us on this journey. You can follow us on all the social media platforms. So Heart of Worship is on Facebook. And if you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. Just a reminder that Mothers and Worship will be taking place on the 4th of August. So if you want to be a part of that, the tickets are, registration is now open, tickets are now on sale, and that will be taking place on the 4th of August. As you all know, as of today, I am on a break from social media. So there is no social media for me for the next 4 weeks. I will be back on social media on the 13th of August. So guys, just pray for me. Just keep me in your prayers as I just retreat and just seek God's face and just really pray about the next move, especially now that we are on the lead up to the launch of Heart of Worship Live. which actually takes place on the 3rd of September, which is my anniversary. I'm very, very, very much looking forward to that, but it's going to be a lot of hard work. So we're currently in plans about that. So it's time for me to take a break. I've been doing so much and I've been putting 100% into everything that I'm slowly feeling like I'm burning out and I need to go and recharge. And so when I come back, we're going to restart Heart of Declarations. And we're going to kick off with our Heart of Worship Live. And that is just going to be amazing. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.